Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no.
President Joe Biden Tuesday implored world leaders at the UN General Assembly to stand firm against Russia's war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with congressional leaders this week. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he wants to hear Ukraine's plan for victory and better understand how U.S. taxpayer dollars sent there are being spent. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says it takes courage to push back against election disinformation.
Once you capitulate to disinformation in one regard, you're going to feed that beast. That beast is not going away. It's going to get bigger and it's going to be coming for you.
So far, nine GOP-led states have withdrawn from ERIC, the state-run voter information sharing database that's a target of conspiracy theories. But others are sticking with it, including Georgia, where the Republican Secretary of State continues to get death threats. Tuesday was National Voter Registration Day. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro marked it by enacting what's known as a motor voter system.
This is a safe, secure, streamlined way to be able to get them to register and get them to participate in our democracy.
Pennsylvania is the 24th state to automatically register people when they get a driver's license. House Democrats marked the day by reintroducing the John Lewis Act. Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina says it rebuilds civil rights protections eroded by the U.S. Supreme Court. Clyburn cites the court returning to states with a history of voter suppression the power to change election laws without review by the Federal Department of Justice.
So this is not an issue that ought to just unify the members of this Congress. This should unify the people of this country.
Hunter Biden is suing the IRS, claiming two agents violated his privacy when they testified about his confidential tax information to Congress. IRS Supervisor Gary Shapley told a committee the president's son got preferential treatment.
There should not be a two-track justice system depending on who you are and who you're connected to.
Meanwhile, the House Republicans say they plan to subpoena Hunter Biden's bank records this week. In a sharp response, Democrats note this is coming when the government is just 10 days away from a shutdown. ABC News reports a longtime assistant to former President Donald Trump told federal investigators that Trump wrote to-do lists for her on the back of classified documents. When Trump later learned FBI agents wanted to interview the aide, he allegedly told her, "You don't know anything about the boxes." And the United Auto Workers Union is threatening to expand its strike unless it sees major progress in contract negotiations. UAW President Sean Fain says workers at more factories will join those who struck at three plants a week ago. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.